We turn our attention to another court case that is happening here in Cape Town. Lauren Isaacs is at the Western Cape High Court. Lauren, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, Zay.
Lauren, you tracking the Tasneem van Wyk case in the Western Cape Court. I mean, the appearance yesterday and today, the person alleged in this particular incident pleaded not guilty. That couldn't have gone down very well in court.
Well, yes, Zane, certainly a long day at the Western Cape High Court. It's day one of the trial. Altogether, the accused pleaded not guilty on 27 counts. He, of course, pleaded not guilty to the kidnapping, rape and murder of Tasneem van Wyk, and also not guilty to a charge of violating a corpse. Then the majority of the rest of the charges against him involve crimes of a sexual nature, which involved minors and also relatives of the accused. So many have asked why EWN particularly is not naming the accused. This is basically to protect the identity of some of his victims. Then today, the state called four witnesses, including Tasneem van Wyk's parents, Terence Manuel and Carmen van Wyk. Her father, who was first to take the witness stand, witness called by the state, told the court he can't think of anyone who would have reason to kill his daughter. He described her as an obedient, clever girl who did well at school, loved other children. He also said that he didn't know the accused, but he had seen him before. And in fact, a week before her disappearance, the accused visited his uncle, who lives on the same premises. They sat outside and drank, and there was a woman and kids with him. But he says at no stage did he see communication between the accused and Tasneem.
And, you know, this is shocking that a number of, that there are so many people involved. And it's taken from, some of these cases, Lauren, go back to 2016, dating back, they include murder, rape, sexual assault, kidnapping, and defeating the ends of justice. And Tasneem was only a grade three pupil, and when she went missing, she was snatched a mere few meters away from the home. How do we see this case unfolding heading forward, Lauren?
Well, Zane, first of all, let me just rehash. At the time of Tasneem van Wyk's murder, the accused was on parole. And we found out at the time at Goodwood Magistrates Court that his offences actually date back to 1981. So that is, besides the counts that, the charges that he's currently facing here at the Western Cape High Court. We have seen today that I think there are, the list of state witnesses is considerably long. I think there are about 90 state witnesses, but we have been warned by the prosecution that members of the public and also, of course, the media will not be able to sit in much longer during court proceedings, as the majority of this matter, of this trial, will be heard in camera. And, of course, that's why I mentioned earlier that the majority of the rest of these charges, excluding the charges he faces in connection with Tasneem's murder, they involve crimes of a sexual nature, they involve minors, and also relatives of the accused. So we know that much of this trial will be heard in camera, but I guess what I can say is relatives and the Alfies River community, they've been waiting a very long time for justice. This case was supposed to get underway in May last year, but it was postponed because of a heavy caseload here at the Western Cape High Court. So the family and friends of Tasneem van Wyk have really waited a long time for justice. And I think that while there are quite a few witnesses to get through, I think that they are just relieved and happy that the trial has finally started there.
Lauren Isaacs at the Western Cape High Court, thank you so much for the time. She is chatting to us and catching up on the Tasneem van Wyk murder case. And Lauren says that, you know, tracking most of his cases, he was on parole at the time of his arrest, dating back to 1981. And I beg the question, you know, how is it that this kind of person has survived, lived in and around the community, been in the community for so long, and now has more than 27 cases dating back to 2017? Communities need to wake up, and communities need to really start talking out about these things, and we need to start skilling and educating more and more people about this. But